All right, let's move on. The next section. So this is a little bit of a deceptive cadence. A deceptive cadence is where you think it's going somewhere, but it goes somewhere else. So when you hear a one chord and then this five chord, you're expecting it. The five chord with a B, G chord with a B in the bass. That's what that V6-5 means. The V6-5, it means the first inversion G chord, where B is in the bass. B is the third of G. So the a root position G chord is G in the bass. A first inversion G chord is B in the bass. The second inversion G chord is D in the bass. Those are no... And by the way, a third inversion would have to be a seventh chord where the seventh is in the bass, like a G major 7 with F sharp in the bass. And those are all notated by different inversion symbols. I don't want to get into that right now, but the symbol for a first inversion is 6 over 5. So that's what that means. So, but the reason it's a deceptive cadence is because you hear C and then G over B, then you're expecting it to go to A minor. That's where most of the time when you hear that, sounds like dust in the wind and in that particular key. Or it could be Would You Know My Name, or it could be 10,000 other songs. In this particular case, I went to a four chord instead of the six chord. In other words, 1-5 first inversion and then a four chord. So the bass line isn't that expected. Like to go from B to F is not an expected change, you know. But it's refreshing. It's more uplifting than a six chord. To play a four chord, I'm just explaining why did I choose a four chord there? Because it's more uplifting than a minor, you know. And this is The whole lyric is, when I need a lift, you show me the way. So, you know, obviously it's about hitchhiking. Haha, just kidding. So, no, I wanted it to be uplifting. This is the whole, you know, first line of the chorus. It has to be, you know, the catchiest part. So, when I need a lift, gets it every time, baby. So never be afraid to ignore the obvious. My producer friend Will Russell from Wilburland in Newfield here said that. I always like that. Then I went 3 and then 6 and then flat 7 major. This is you can't have everything diatonic the whole time. It's just gonna get so sappy and ridiculous. So, you know, you throw in a little color now and then. That's the only reason I chose that. But notice that the melody there, I go each and every day. Those are all right in the scale. It's like to the key of C. That's 4-3-2-1-2. So even though the chord, it has like an accidental, it's outside the key, it's a flat 7, the melody is still right in the key, so it sounds consonant. Like it doesn't sound unusual or bad or weird or, you know, anything. It just sounds perfectly normal. But it's a little more, there's a little more emotion there than just some other diatonic chord. Like, for example, if I went to know so fortunate, I say, it's okay. It just doesn't have that same kind of zing, you know. It pulls your heartstrings by having something else besides just do re mi all the time. But then notice I'm right back to 4-3-2-5. So I quickly, you know, I only used one non-diatonic chord and then I quickly got right back. All right, and then notice also that I have this interlude because it was just too bland. Like, I had to jazz it up a little. It's just also a little bit idiosyncratic. Like, I like interludes. I like I like having a little theme that ties the verse and chorus together, and it's, I don't know, it's cute. It's like... Because after all, I don't have full control of, and I'm not dissing the guy's lyrics, it's just like, you know, I have to take these sappy lyrics and do something, you know, that's heartfelt, but also interesting. Like, if it's too lame, you know, then it's just not going to be enjoyable. Like, like anyone who's has any kind of musical sense, they're just going to be like, yeah, this is just ridiculous, dumb, this is just stupid. And I don't want to be like that. I want to have something interesting. So, an interlude thing. You know, I have control over that. I can write a little ditty, a little a two-bar ditty, right? Because it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. And it doesn't take much, you know. So anyway, I'm not like trying to toot my own horn. I'm just saying this is what I like to do. I like to do little interludes, intros that act as interludes in between. And it ties the whole thread together. And then the only other thing I want to comment about is the key change. Sorry. And then the second time. Like right there, I went from the key of C. I'm playing an A flat 7 chord, which is going to take me to the key of D flat, one half step above the key of C that I started in, so that the last chorus can be a half step up. Now, why did I choose A flat? Because I got a C melody, and A flat is, like, I knew I wanted to modulate, and so I just targeted the melody of C, because I knew that C is the third of A flat 7. And I knew that A flat 7 is the 5 of the key that's up a half step from C, if that makes any sense. And so, I don't know, it just seemed like a perfect... You know, it's like, it doesn't feel weird or unusual. Like, wait, he's playing an A flat 7 chord in the middle of, you know, this schmaltzy love song in the key of C? Well, yeah, because the melody is C, and your ear goes to that, and... Like we had earlier with the B flat, I mean, if the melody is consonant, you can put chords underneath that are weird and they don't sound weird because the melody is keeping it consonant, if that makes any sense. All right, that's about it. I hope you got something out of this.